This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grown and the Moth are excited to partner with Graduate Hotels to celebrate storytelling across generations. Visit any of Graduate's 30-plus hotels and you'll discover storytelling is at the heart of everything they do, especially when it comes to their unique, locally inspired interior designs. Not only has The Moth hosted a series of open mic story slams at Graduate Hotels, but members of our staff have also had the privilege of visiting Graduate Hotels as guests. From Ann Arbor, Michigan to Oxford, England, our team has experienced firsthand the rich storytelling and memorable design touches that make a graduate stay so special. So the next time you're visiting a beloved college town or dropping by your alma mater, stay at Graduate Hotels and save up to 30% with exclusive code MOTH. Thanks again to Graduate Hotels for their generous support and their commitment to telling the unique stories of their local communities. Go book your stay now at graduatehotels.com and remember to use code MOTH for up to 30% off.
Grown.
Hi, everybody. This is Aliza.
And this is Fonzo.
Coming at you with another growth spurt. This one's really special because it's a collaboration with This Teenage Life.
This Teenage Life is a really cool podcast.
Yeah, and it's driven by the voices of teenagers, so you really get a peek into what young people are thinking and feeling. It's so vulnerable and so raw. They deal with topics like insecurity, bullying, religion, and so much more.
You should definitely check it out. It's available wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll have a link in the description.
This Teenage Life was kind enough to let Fonzo and I in on a conversation with the teenagers whose voices make up the podcast. We talked about growing up, what you think it's going to be like versus how it actually is.
Let's take a listen.
Hi, this is Evelyn, the college student who works on This Teenage Life. This episode is in collaboration with Grown, a podcast from The Moth that's all about the in-between, those bizarre years between proper teenagehood and being an adult. Today, you will hear portions of our conversation with the hosts of Grown, Aliza and Fonzo. If you enjoy This Teenage Life, I would definitely recommend checking out Grown. I find their stories so relatable, funny, and affirming. We will link them in the show notes so you can take a listen. I'm 22, and I still struggle with this idea that I'm technically an adult. I have moments where I feel grown up, like when I get to cook nice meals for my friends in my apartment, or less exciting experiences, like taking my car to the auto shop to get it state inspected. But at the same time, I still dream about what it'll feel like to be older, like living in a place with a small backyard, where I can make small talk with my neighbors, start a garden, pickle vegetables in mason jars, and chef up a meal using fancy, colorful, matching cookware. Listening back to our conversation with Aliza and Fonzo, I realized that my daydreams are often less about the specific things I want to do, and more about a feeling of peace and contentment I want to achieve. My worries for the future are rooted in this fear that maybe I won't ever get there. But when I pause and reflect, there are so many ways I've grown and am still growing toward this dream. In this episode, the teens talk with Aliza and Fonzo about daydreams of adulthood, fears of growing up and finding a job, and what it even means to be a grown-up.
I've recently been talking to my friends a lot, especially as we all kind of figure out what the next few years of our life look like, because we're all seniors in high school. But I've been asking where they think they're going to like be when they're like really, really old, like grandmas and grandpas, and have like grandkids and all that. Personally, I have daydreams about retiring and being like an old lady in like New Mexico or Santa Fe, being like Georgia O'Keeffe and like living among the mountains and like being a hermit and going on my walks. I will be at peace then. I feel like I will have lived a life then, and I feel like I still have a lot of life left to live before I get to a point where I could be like comfortable just being a hermit in the mountains.
I too have like had a lot of daydreams about how my future house is going to be, because I've consumed a lot of classics and like books written in the Victorian era. I definitely would love to move into like the English moors and like live in a lonely castle with like my books and like some cats maybe, and just not open the door for anyone. Sometimes when I'm bored or at home, I basically pretend like I am there, and I just take up like a really bad British accent and like pretend as if, you know, the flowers are growing and like I need to water them and all that.
One daydream that I frequently have is imagining like being able to grow up and having a smaller house, but then having like an amazing place to read with like bookshelves and like a little nook by a window where I can listen to rain and like have a blanket and just read. One of those shelves where you can pull a book and then open up like the library so that you can go into your own little area that nobody else knows about.
I also daydream about what it would be like to have like a long-term partner, which I know seems really random and niche and kind of weird. Being in high school, I've just been around a lot of like superficial kind of dumb relationships, and like specifically seeing my oldest sister, who is in her late 20s, kind of find like the love of her life has just been making me think about how nice it's going to be to like find somebody and have a person.
I feel like that's not like weird to like niche to fantasize about having like a long-term relationship for me. And like, this is so weird again, like I'm 14, like why? But like, it's like, oh, I'd like to just like be like reading a book in bed and be able to like, you know, like turn to someone and be like, this part of this book is so beautiful. Like, do you want to like here, listen to this. And then I'll be like, read the sentence. I don't know. It's stupid. But sometimes the world is like really overwhelming and too much for me. And I'm like, maybe I could just like go live somewhere and like hibernate for 6 months of the year and like, you know, just go off and be alone. Also, I just like to think about where I could live. Like, I've decided that all I really need in a home is a small piano, a bunch of books, and just some like artwork. And I could just live like that.
One thing that I do quite often when I'm home alone, I kind of just pretend I am different people. Like, sometimes I pretend like I'm on like a spaceship that's going towards another planet, and like, and how am I trying to live there? And it seems weird because that's something that I should have done when I was younger, but I'm still doing now, which is kind of nice because I don't feel alone if I'm home alone at times, and it's just nice to walk in different shoes and just explore different parts of myself.
When you're introverted, you do find yourself daydreaming a lot because you're constantly creating scenarios in your head about how things are gonna go. Daydreaming is basically a fuel and something that actually keeps you happy, sometimes makes you sad. At the point where I am in my life right now, when you have like a lot of decisions to make, when you have like college admissions right around the corner, I don't find myself conducting self-interviews if I were at the peak of success. Like, oh my God, you just topped this exam. How do you think it's going to be for your future? But unfortunately, I'm pretty sure that's not happening this time, but I'm always looking forward to the future, and daydreaming is awesome.
I wrote a piece maybe like a year ago about imaginary friends. So I was sort of thinking that like daydreams are really like a way for adults to express, I guess, like to use their imagination, because I think that you're told so often that like you're older, you're not supposed to like have this big imagination, and I still imagine things all the time. Like, maybe I'm just like delusional. I remember being little and being like, I don't want to lose my imagination. Like, when I grow up, I'm going to imagine everything. Like, I don't care. I'm still going to come up with scenarios. Like, no matter what anyone tells me, I'm still going to have my imagination. And I remember getting like really worked up about it. Thinking about what you want in the future is a way for adults to like maintain their imagination.
I think there's something really special about being in this age where the sky is the limit. And so when I was a teenager, I really wanted to be a CNN war reporter. That was my dream. Either a war reporter or like a travel journalist like Anthony Bourdain. I wanted to be just like Anthony Bourdain. Not even a year ago, I found myself feeling super depressed, super low, really unhappy with who I had become. And I thought back to, well, who did I think I was going to be at this age? And I realized I wasn't reflecting that daydream. And it kept me honest. And so I quit my job and I went to Scotland for 3 weeks. And I got a tattoo of a knife to honor the 16-year-old version of myself who wanted to be Anthony Bourdain. it is really good to keep in mind these daydreams that you have now, and they are really important and they're really special. So like write them down when you can or tell your friends about them.
One of my daydreams is like, I want to write a proper book, like a beautiful book. Like there are so many famous authors. What would I write? Would people buy it? Book signing events, those kind of things. I like keep on daydreaming about those things. And I keep daydreaming that like what I'll do when I'm older. Like, will I be a teacher? Will I be a detective? And I also think about like what would have life been if I was in America and not in India.
I can definitely relate to this because I recently moved. What would have changed if I didn't move and I had still stayed back at my old house and my old school? And also because I'm still in contact with my friends who are at my old school, so I still know what is happening. But I kind of went from being actively participant to like now just an observer. In the opposite way, I know a lot of people here who have lived in like Sweden all their lives, and they were born here, and they are like they're of the same background as me, and they're like totally different people. And sometimes I don't even relate to them. So sometimes I think, what if I had moved here when I was younger, or what if I was born here? Like, would I have become like them, or would I have continued to say the same way as I'm right now?
This is just like making me think not only about like daydreaming about things that we could have, but daydreaming about things that like, I guess, could have happened or like we should have had. For example, I daydream a lot about like what it would be like if my dad was still around, or I daydream a lot about like what it would be like if I grew up in a different city, or if I grew up in a different country, or if I grew up, like if I ended up going to a different college, like those kind of things. I think there's definitely this fear that I've felt a lot recently about this idea of like the person that I'm supposed to be, or like this fear that like the person I'm becoming is out of my control. There are a lot of things you can do to shape your life and to shape the person that you are, and like the clothes that you choose and like the way you choose to express yourself and all these things. But there's also so many things that you can't control, that like you don't have control over where you grew up or like who you lived around or who you were surrounded by. And I think all of those things play such like insignificant influences in like creating the person that you are. My older sister told me we are really just like a mosaic of like all the people that we've been around, which I thought was just really beautiful and also kind of scary, because it's like, do I have any autonomy? Maybe not. But there are some things that like I think we are just kind of the way that they are. And it's like scary that it feels like it's out of our control. That's also just kind of life sometimes, you know?
I am an average student, means I don't have the best grades in school, but I tend to stick with topper students. So I like tend to think that, what if my friends leave me alone? Like they abandon me. They don't want to be friends with me anymore because like I'm such an average student. They're so topper. So I keep on thinking that, what can I do to be better? And if they stick with me or not, and what do they feel about me?
The thing I'm most afraid of is probably me feeling dumb. In today's world, it's really, there are just so many new things to talk about. One person cannot comprehend enough knowledge. Since there's just so much to know, someone's always going to know something that you don't. And for me, it could be anything. It could be just like the latest trend or maybe the latest news. And I'm not always up to date with those things. People look at you like you do not know a certain thing that they think that you should know at this age. It makes me feel that, what was I doing to that? Like, why do I not know this? Why do they know this? And why do I not know this? So it's really easy for me to belittle myself, I think, with the amount of information I have.
I think that social media has like a lot of negative effects, but there's also positive effects on how we look at the world. Negative would be how people have these unfair standards for why we should do these things. Like, influencers have like these perfect beach houses and these perfect mansions and these modern, like, beautiful lives, and we're like living in New York or India or just a little place in Ohio where it's snowing all the time and you don't really have that enjoyment. We have a lot of different paths in life. Being an influencer, having that dream job, just being a hermit or just living and being who you want to be. There's so many different paths in life, and by just accepting that maybe your life isn't that perfect and you trying to adapt to that is probably like one of the best things you can do, and just be who you want to be without trying to have these perfect influencer lives.
Find myself thinking about like my future career choices a lot. For example, if I did bad like on a history test, I would like think to myself, okay, I want to anyway become like a scientist, so would I really need history? I think it's a lot more complex than it used to be, because from what I've heard from like my parents and my grandparents, it used to be very straightforward. You would just go to a job and like have a family and just feed your family. Now there are like more opportunities coming, and you don't have to take like a conventional path like everyone else. And that is amazing and can be like overwhelming at times.
One thing that I really daydream about a lot is what I want to do in the future for a career. And a lot of it is, what do I want to do? And that might be something in business where I'm manipulating capitalism to do something really good. But then I'm like, but what if I just want to sit there and hang out in my little book nook corner? You look at all these people who have lives and they're like spending time at home with their families, and they have jobs where they're influencing people around the world, but they don't have to manipulate like the system in order to be happy. And then you have people who want to go and they want to do careers like being doctors and helping people in that way, in a totally different way. And then there's just so many options, and so much of it seems so interesting, and I can see myself in so many different places. So just trying to pinpoint a place where I can do something that would make me happy, but then also not knowing how in the future I will see myself. It's a lot of pressure and it's very overwhelming, but there's also optimism because I think, wow, look at all these options I get to choose from.
I wanted to ask one question to Alisa and Fonso, that like, can you pinpoint a moment where you realized that you had truly become an adult?
Recently, it's actually been something like mental that has made me recognize that, oh, I'm a grown version of myself. I went on a vacation with some friends and I wasn't feeling like myself with them. I wasn't feeling like I could be my full self, and I wasn't enjoying their company as much as I thought I would. And I came back from that vacation sort of feeling like, maybe these aren't the right friends for me, or maybe these aren't the people I need to be putting all of my time into. And I think not that long ago, if I had had those feelings about friends, I would have been like, okay, how do I convince them to like me? Or what's wrong with me? And like, how can I change myself to fit the version of me that they would like and want to spend time with? But this time around, I was just like, and that's okay. And that's okay if this is not the right fit. And I love them and I have fun when I go to dinner with them once a month. They don't need to be the friends I go on vacations with. And that's okay, because I do have friends that love me and make me feel really good. And that to me was like, ooh, I'm an adult, or like I'm a grown version of myself. And also shout out to my therapist. And like, you know, it was just such a great feeling of, I feel my mind shifting.
It's tough to highlight these milestones and it's hard to like recognize them. Me and Alisa moved out around the same time. We are both from New York. I don't know if you guys know, but it is very expensive here. And so it's like, it wasn't always our first idea to like move out and leave the nest and do these things. Since we've moved out, it's been like 2.5 years, maybe 3 or something. And we're like full adults. And you know, it's hard to like highlight those things when you're in it. Someone pulled me to the side like, oh my God, like you've done all this. And you're not going to realize those things. It's going to roll by you. You're going to always be yourself and you're going to just go through life.
I was talking to my grandma and I was like, I'm really close with my grandma. So like, sorry if this comes off as weird, but I was like, do you think of yourself as being like an old person? When she visualizes herself, she doesn't see herself as being like, I don't know how old she is, 78. And she was like, you know, like I still think of myself as being like in my 40s or something, like when she like, you know, pictures herself or something. So I think that's interesting. Like maybe you always think of yourself as being sort of young.
I have no idea what I want to do with my life. And that stressed me out for a while. But now I've kind of just sort of like, because I've been getting that question a lot recently, like, oh, like, what do you want to be when you grow up? Like, what do you want to study? Like, what's your major going to be? I don't know. And like, that's okay. I think it's a process that kind of is going to unravel over time. And I know that I'm going to be a very different person in 4 years from now. So like, why would I fool myself and be like, oh, yeah, I want to go into finance? When you pass this certain threshold, this certain amount of rotations around the sun, you're supposed to have figured it all out. And the day I turned 18, I felt no different. There's this idea that like you become an adult and then your childhood is over. You're like no longer, like you're no longer allowed to have, like to be immature, letting your, like your path or like the person that you are be dictated by all these like preconceived notions of like how it's supposed to go is kind of harmful, because sometimes I'm like, no, mom, like, please don't make me breakfast. Like I'm an adult, like I can do it myself. And then other days I'm like, oh my God, thanks for the pancakes. You know what I mean? Like both of these things can exist.
Listening to all of everyone's input, I'm starting to notice this theme of like odyssey and like the pursuit of happiness. Thinking back when I was younger and all the things I used to daydream about, it's so important that we highlight those things. It's because it changes, but it's always that present feeling of that pursuit of happiness that is so important, because once you visualize it step by step, it's already being invoked. I daydream every day. I daydream and it's always changing. It's ever changing. As a 28-year-old man, I will say I am 28, but I feel like I'm still growing up, and I'm becoming more of myself every day. That is one thing that is a constant, is that search of oasis and peace. We want to come home. We want to see our friends. We want to read that book. We want to find that library, that hidden library where we can find our peace. That search of oasis is being alive, is what we are.
Fonzo, I had such a blast talking to the teens.
So did I.
Remember, you can check out This Teenage Life wherever you get your podcasts. We'll have a link in the show description.
See you next growth spurt.
If you want to learn more about Aliza, Fonzo, and the rest of the people who make Grown, trust me, we're great. Visit grownpod.com.
Ever wonder why we want to tell complete strangers our personal secrets? Or what a CIA spy can teach you about keeping things close to the chest? Read about this and see other fascinating articles on secrets in Grown's Pocket Collection. Pocket is a website and app that finds the most thought-provoking articles from trusted sources all around the internet and puts them in one place. With Pocket, you can keep and find new articles to read, save articles for later, and even have your saved articles read aloud to you. If you want to dig deeper into this secret-worthy episode of Grown, head over to Pocket and check out our collection at getpocket.com/grown.